The Burt Show.
All right, Abby, so you missed a call from the ex-best friend's husband?
No, this is like my friend's friend drama. So this is great drama that we can talk about, but it has no impact on my life. Love it.
Yay!
So I was catching up with my friend last week, and she was telling me about this situation that happened with this friend that I had heard about kind of sporadically, because there was always something with this friend. I feel like everyone has those relationships where there's always some kind of tumultuousness happening. And she had told me that their friendship had ended, and that's a whole other story, but she had gotten a call from this ex-best friend's husband randomly, and she called him back, and what happened after that, she didn't really expect. So the friendship history with them is they met like a couple of years ago, kind of friends out of circumstance. I think they met like at like a rec pickleball league or something like that. And they just hit it off. They got along really well. They ended up living together for a little bit. They would go out and everything was really, really great. But she said as the friendship progressed, she noticed that this friend has one specific flaw. And I've talked about this before. There's this influencer named Tinks who has this fatal friendship flaw theory where it's like every friend has that one flaw that is going to agitate you more than anything else, but you can't complain about it if you decide to be friends with them. Correct. Like you have to decide whether or not this flaw is big enough for you to not want to be friends with them.
And so if you are, then you just got to shut up and deal with it because you've made a decision.
Yes, exactly. Like this is who they are. So you either need to accept it or move on.
Exactly.
So this friend's fatal flaw is that every time they would go out into a nighttime party setting, even though she had a very committed boyfriend, she would always get them into situations that would lead her to do things that maybe somebody in a committed relationship shouldn't do with other men. Wasn't necessarily cheating, but maybe it was like flirting, or maybe it was being very affectionate with someone. And it always made my friend very, very uncomfortable. She would ask this friend, hey, it's like 3:30 in the morning. We're at some random dude's house in Virginia Highlands. Can we go home? And then the friend would cause a big stink about it. And it would, then the next day it'd be fine. So she's like, I love being this girl's friend. It's just when we go out, she absolutely sucks because she always puts me in the worst scenarios. So their friendship ended up blowing up like 6 months ago. They went on a vacation together and it was the final straw for my friend. She was out with the friend, the boyfriend, and the friend's sister. And something happened while they were out at a club where basically they were hanging out and my friend noticed that her close friend was kind of doing the same thing, wanting to stay out way too long, flirt with guys that weren't her boyfriend. And she's like, I want to get out of here. And so the friend has her own fatal flaw or fatal friend flaw about my friend where she's like, oh, you only want to be out if you're getting male attention and you're not getting any male attention. So that's why you want us to leave. So they had this big blow up. The sister's yelling at her. The friend's yelling at her. It's this whole thing. And so my friend decides this is the final straw for me. I know I'm stranded in like Key West with this whole family, but I need to get home ASAP. So she ends up booking this really expensive flight. There's this whole drama when she gets home between the friend and her, and they're going back and forth and back and forth. And she decides, I'm done. Like, I do not want to be this girl's friend anymore. So fast forward to now, it's been a couple of months, and randomly she says she's just chilling and she gets a call from that friend's, now they got ended up eloping, husband. She gets a call from the husband and she's like, do I answer it? Is this about to be a big confrontation? And what do I do?
And just to reset, she had sat there and watched this friend make out and do all these things and cheat on this guy that is now calling her, and they are married.
I don't want to say that that's what happened because I wasn't there.
Gotcha.
And so, you know,
allegedly
there were some shady things happening with this friend.
And she's now married to the man.
And she is now married to this man. So she's looking at this phone call and she's like, I don't know if I want to answer it. So she ends up not answering the call and she ends up texting me about it. She's like, you'll never guess who I got a call from. Jack, let's say his name's Jack. Jack just called me and I don't know if I should answer it. Should I text him? What do I do? So she ends up texting him and she's like, hey, Jack, saw that you called me. I'm going to call back in 10 minutes or whatever. So she sends off the text and then ends up picking up the phone, calling him back, and it's ringing. She's nervous and she's panicking and he doesn't answer the phone. And so she's like, surely at some point, this guy's going to call me back. Like, it's been 6 months. I was friends with this girl for 5 years. We lived together. Of course, I'm going to hear back from this person.
It could be a butt dial because it's not like he's called her recently.
Exactly. And she doesn't have like an A name. So it's not like, you know, it's not like they're in contact. This is the husband. So she waits for the call to come through, like, or a text or something. She never hears from this guy again. And so now we have this theory. We're trying to figure out, why would he call her? Was it because he wanted to try and mend their friendship because, you know, they were really close for a while? Or do we think it was the wife calling her through his phone because she's been blocked by my friend? Oh. Do you think she was trying to, like, test the waters to see, like, oh, have I really been blocked? Let me call her on my husband's phone.
I think the second is most likely.
The second one?
Yeah, that one sounds about right.
Yeah, unless, I don't know. It's all a chess game.
Unless, because she's messy. This friend was messy when she goes out. Unless he got some evidence of her being messy, and he's now reaching out to her friends to see if they if they can support his theories of his now wife having done things behind his back.
That's what I was hoping he was going to call and do.
That's what my instincts are telling me. Because I feel like women play chess, and if she was calling to see if she was blocked, she wouldn't have did it from a number that she would recognize. I would imagine you do it from a random number. So to me, it feels like he probably wanted some information, and then between the time that he called, maybe his wife found out, and then now he can't go get the information he initially wanted.
And or maybe he chickened out. Maybe he's like, I actually don't want to know. Like, I'm married to this chick.
But now I want to know.
I know. Now,
right?
Now we need answers.
So, I mean, I can ask her to text him again, but I don't know if she's going to get a response.
Yeah, just because it was so out of the ordinary, I would hit him up with one last text, be like, hey, is everything okay? It was just, you know, you've never called before. I just want to make sure everybody's doing okay.
Okay, I'll send her a tip off, and I'll let you know if she follows through.
It's a Burt Show.
The Burt Show.